Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you.
You are fake news.
And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Wednesday, a hump day. I'm so excited. Megan Barth's going to join us a little bit later on. Also, a guy who has filed an ethics complaint against the Clark County School District. And it all involves one of those Peloton bikes purchased by and for the superintendent of schools, Jesus Jara. And it's like a $2,500 item. And it's just bizarre stuff. We'll get to that coming up in our 11 o'clock hour. Megan Barth will join us just after 10 o'clock. But the very latest, there are new polling numbers out. It's a CNN poll, so you know it's not going to be good for the president. This is David Chalian. He is the CNN political director, and he rolled out the latest CNN poll. This is cut one, go.
Here's the Democratic horse race, sort of where it stands right now. Joe Biden commanding lead in this race nationally. Remember, this is a national picture right now. We know the nomination is fought state by state, Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, South Carolina. But here he is, double-digit lead, 29%. Sanders and Warren in a battle tied there for second place. Sanders at 15, Warren at 14. Buttigieg and Harris at 5. Everyone else, 3%. Or below. Look at the movement. We last polled in the immediate aftermath of the first debate, the Miami debate. And take a look. You can see, if you see where they were in June, in our June poll, compared to now, Joe Biden has returned. Remember, he took a hit on that debate stage. He's now back up 7 points. 29% is about where he was prior to that Miami debate. The only other big movement we see here is that Kamala Harris drop. Okay, she was at 17% in June. She's now down to 5, back down in single digits where she was before that Miami debate. So what we saw is that that was a huge moment in this race, but it wasn't long lasting. We also asked whether people are looking for a candidate to beat Donald Trump or one that shares their position. Oh, sorry. I want to give you a little sense of the coalition first that Biden has. Take a look at the ideological split between liberals and moderate and conservative Democrats, guys. I find this fascinating. Biden, Sanders, Warren, they are in a battle for the liberal Democrats, those identify as liberal. But he is running away with the moderate conservative vote, just like he does with older Democrats, just like he does with self-identified Democrats versus independents who say they're going to vote in the Democratic primary. This is key to his coalition, as we know, our African-American voters.
They're afraid of the unknown.
That must be it. That must be it. The president talked yesterday. In fact, he talked a couple of times, believe it or not. At the White House, he seemed to be, and this is cut number 6, by the way, he seemed to be backing away from proposed gun control legislation. You know, you got that Manchin Toomey bill that I think he will eventually glom onto. It provides for background checks for, mainstream, regular transactions, but would exclude from background checks selling it to your brother-in-law or across the back fence, if you know the people. But the president seemed to be backing off from proposed gun control legislation. This is cut 6, go.
Mr. President, could you clarify your position on enhanced background checks? After El Paso and Dayton, you seemed to be fully in support of enhanced measures. When you were leaving Bedminster, you seemed to suggest that we already do have strong background laws, which a lot of people read as you dialing back
on what you have. I mean, I'm not doing that to be cute. We have very, very strong background checks right now. But we have sort of missing areas and areas that don't complete the whole circle. And we're looking at different things. And I have to tell you that it is a mental problem. And I've said it 100 times. It's not the gun that pulls the trigger. It's the person that pulls the trigger. These are sick people. And it is also that kind of a problem. And we're looking at mental institutions, which we used to have. Like, as an example, where I come from in New York, they closed up almost all of their mental institutions, or many of them, and those people just went onto the streets, and they did it for budgetary reasons. Well, New York is not unique. They've done that in many places.
Would you support either of the House bills that were passed?
Well, I'm not going to get into that, but we are in very meaningful discussions with the Democrats, and I think the Republicans are very unified. We are very strong on our Second Amendment. The Democrats are not strong at all in the Second Amendment. I would say they're weak on the Second Amendment. And we have to be careful of that. The Democrats would, I think they'd give up the Second Amendment. And the people that, a lot of the people that put me where I am are strong believers in the Second Amendment. And I am also. And we have to be very careful about that. You know, they call it the slippery slope. And all of a sudden, everything gets taken away. We're not going to let that happen.
Amen to that.
Yeah. It's called the Second Amendment. We cherish it. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, the president also spoke about Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, that news conference, that presser that was held the other day. We brought you highlights from it. And a lot of people are trying to paint this as the president pressuring Benjamin Netanyahu to not let Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, two female Muslim members of Congress, from getting into Israel.
Ah!
Yeah. The fact is that the president was asked about that. It's amazing. When the president does decide to talk to the media, he usually has about two or three talking points that he wants to get to, and the media is more than happy to let him spin. So stick around. We'll get to that. That'll be cut 8, but we'll get to that coming up in just a couple minutes. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day. It is live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem.
like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
With the new school year starting on Monday, August 26, Dr. Willis at Ely Chiropractic would like to offer some backpack safety tips that can be helpful to your child's overall health. Be sure and adjust the shoulder straps to fit snugly so the backpack is above the waistline. Pack heaviest things closest to the spine. The backpack should not weigh more than 10% of the total body weight, and when sitting in a car or on a school bus, take the backpack off. And if you have a chin strap, be sure and use it. Wishing your children good times and good health. From Dr. Willis at Ely Chiropractic. Sending your children back to school is both an exciting and scary time. Your child's safety is a priority. If your child walks to school or to a bus stop, make sure you practice that route with them several times. Teach them to stand 3 giant steps or 6 feet back from the curb at bus stops. It's also a good idea to introduce them to friendly adults you know along the way, such as neighbors or store owners. This back-to-school safety message brought to you by Kenna Almberg at Desert Mountain Realty, 1060 East Altman in Ely. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
15 seconds till showtime.
So I say to him, hey, I don't think the joke is funny, but I'll do it. You know why? Because I'm a professional. Know what he tells me?
Know what?
He says, I don't know funny.
5 seconds.
Hey, you're funny. Funny looking.
Hey.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is.
By the way, this just in, the president retweeted a Wayne Allen Root tweet. Donald Trump begins, thank you to Wayne Allen Root for the very nice words. Then he starts quoting Wayne Allen Root tweet. President Trump is the greatest president for Jews and for Israel in the history of the world, not just America. He is president. He is the best president for Israel in the history of the world. And it goes on and on. But it's not often you get the president retweeting your tweets. Pretty cool. Way to go, War Now. Yeah, and of course you hear him every afternoon at 3 on these Nevada Talk Network stations. I want to get back, and I promised I'd let you hear the president himself. He did a quick photo op yesterday. Let's go to cut 8. The Israel decision to deny entry to Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. And according to the president, it was not his doing. This is one of those things. When you see stuff like this, you end up you're shaking your head and going, you know, they're trying to make this into the president pressured Israel. You know, we give Israel $3 billion.
I know nothing, I see nothing, and I say nothing.
No. But anyway, here's the president trying to convince the White House News Corps that he did not pressure Israel. This was not his doing, keeping Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib out of Israel. Here it is.
That's a decision of Israel. That's not a lot of people are saying that was my decision. That's a decision of Israel. They can let them in if they want, but I don't think they want to. When you read the things that they've said about Israel, how bad, and if you look at their itinerary before they found out, you take a look at their itinerary, that was all going to be a propaganda tour against Israel. So I don't blame Israel for doing what they did. I have nothing to do with it, but I don't blame them for doing what they did. I think it would have been very bad to let them in, including the four. I'm talking about all four, but these two that wanted to get in, Omar and Tlaib. And I think it would be a very bad thing for Israel, but Israel has to do what they want to do. But I would not cut off aid to Israel. And I can't even believe that we're having this conversation. 5 years ago, the concept of even talking about this, even 3 years ago, of cutting off aid to Israel because of two people that hate Israel and hate Jewish people, I can't believe we're even having this conversation. Where has the Democratic Party gone? Where have they gone where they're defending these two people over the state of Israel? And I think any Jewish people that vote for a Democrat, I think it shows either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty.
Wow. That's the president going off on Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. Somebody that has actually been to Israel in the last few weeks. And in fact, the CODEL, the congressional delegation that was supposed to include Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, a member of Congress, a Republican, a congressman from Tennessee by the name of Mark Green. I want to go to cut three. This is cut three. This is Mark Green. He was on with Harris Faulkner on Fox News Channel yesterday. And I want you to listen. The Tlaib presser, the news conference, according to Mark Green, and again, he just back from Israel, and a CODEL, the CODEL that Ilhan Omar was supposed to be on and that Rashida Tlaib was supposed to be on. This is Mark Green yesterday on Fox News Channel.
We're not the ones who chose the organization, a U.S. foundation, a U.S.-based sponsor organization chosen. But I was told by a number, I think there was five members of Congress that actually
just in
went
2016.
On a trip that was sponsored by the same organization. So I think these are just distractions into the fact that this had nothing to do really with the agenda or these other issues.
And you say what?
That's very dishonest, Harris. And I hate to be the person to bring that out, but that is just absolutely dishonest. The organization that sent us to Israel was a bipartisan organization. Steny Hoyer was on it, as was Leader McCarthy. Both leaders went on this. There were Republicans, there were Democrats. We even got to go into Palestine. They met with Mr. Abbas, you know, the president of the Palestinian Authority. We went all through Israel. We went up on the Lebanon border, looked over into Lebanon, saw the Hezbollah flags. It was a great trip. They could have gone on that trip. They chose not to. They were going to go on a trip put together by a pro-terror organization, MITFA. That was their choice. That's who they are, and they need to stop lying to the American people.
How problematic is this going forward with relationships? Because you heard Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying, kind of calling into question, call the president weak and others weak, and that it wouldn't determine the relationship going forward. Is anybody actually concerned about a relationship between U.S. and Israel because of what's going on with Omar and Tlaib?
I don't think so. I mean, I think this is ripples in the Democrat Party. Our alliance with Israel is incredibly strong, and that was one of the things that I got a real appreciation for on my trip this time. We share intelligence information. We share cyber security capability, something that's very interesting I found out on this trip. Israel is number two in the world for cybersecurity companies, mm-hmm. and if you do it per capita, they're number one in the world for cybersecurity. I mean, it's an unbelievable country with freedom that has brought about prosperity. Companies like Waze, a program or an app that I use all the time traveling around. Mm-hmm. That company is from Israel. There are startups coming out of there left and right, and it's simply because they adhere to those values that we do. Freedom. Freedom allows the ingenuity of people to be released. It's a democracy in the Middle East. We have to support it. We have a great relationship with them, and that will continue despite these two congresswomen.
Amen to that.
It should be noted that a member of Congress who is actually a part of that CODEL, and that's short for Congressional Delegation, a CODEL, they used to be called junkets. Now we don't refer to them as junkets anymore. But a guy that was actually on there said that that news conference yesterday was full of lies. And I'll be honest with you, it's sad that members of Congress have to call out each other when they lie to the American people. Yeah. It's, in fact, it almost brings a tear to your eye. I mean, it's that bad. Anyway,
it's hard to keep up with reality if you're in my business.
There you go. Coming up, the president says no to a Rashida Tlaib suggestion. The suggestion, by the way, is that we reconsider the $3 billion. Rashida Tlaib thought it was $3 million. It's actually $3 billion that we send to Israel every year. Yeah. The president has some thoughts on that at that mini presser. By the way, this president may be the most accessible president in recent memory. He's amazing. He's out on the lawn getting ready to jump on Marine One, or he's sitting in one of the rooms of the White House and allowing the media in and talking with him, answering questions.
Nip it in the bud.
And that's what he does. Stick around, more to do. It's Hump Day. It's Wednesday. It is live and local now.
Pow, pow, pow!
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
You know, for a place called Taco Time, they sure do have a lot of really good burritos.
Ironic, isn't it?
I don't know what that means, but look, they've always had the Big Juan burrito.
Uh-huh.
And now they got the other Juan burrito.
Well, what's the difference?
I'm so glad you asked. Both have beef, cheese, and sour cream. But the Big Juan burrito has refried beans and Spanish rice, while the other Juan burrito has black beans and cilantro lime rice.
Which one is better?
Whichever one you want.
Try the Big Juan burrito and the other Juan burrito, only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Prime Minister of Denmark and its royal family said to be livid after President Trump abruptly cancels a long-planned state visit to that country. Former U.S. Ambassador to Denmark Rufus Gifford says
he has the gall to say
that he's canceling his trip because he thinks the trip should have been contingent on the fact that the Danes were willing to negotiate for part of their kingdom.
Reports are the president's upset over Denmark's refusal to consider selling Greenland to the U.S. The prime minister says Trump's idea of buying it is absurd. The administration now wants to hold migrant families in detention for the entire duration of their immigration proceedings, acting Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleenan saying the current standards incentivize illegal entry. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do?
If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
Hi, Anderson. I'm ready for my interview. Are you ready? Well, let's go. They call me AOC. It's special to be me. I'm fantastic, so enthusiastic. I have a green...
You gotta love it. The left is just going absolutely nuts. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You can even do it today. You could do it right now if you want. Check it out. 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. I want to get to a piece of audio that just arrived. It is from Turning Point UK. It is Piers Morgan. Now, you know who Piers Morgan is, formerly, you know, CNN commentator, host, failure. But a flaming... That's okay. No. He's entitled to his opinion. But today on Turning Point UK, he unleashed on the left. Listen to this.
Populism is rising because liberals have become unbearable. And I speak as a liberal, okay? In my core, I'm probably more liberal than not. Although fundamentally, I see myself as a journalist and I'd like to see both sides of all these things. And I can argue both. But liberals have become utterly, pathetically illiberal. And it's a massive problem. What's the point of calling yourself a liberal if you don't allow anyone else to have a different view? You know, this snowflake culture that we now operate in, the victimhood culture, the, you know, everyone has to think a certain way, behave a certain way. Everyone has to, you know, have a bleeding heart and tell you 20 things that are wrong with them. And, you know, I just think it's all completely skewed to an environment where everyone's offended by everything. And no one's allowed to say a joke. If you said a joke 10 years ago that offended somebody, you can never host the Oscars, you know? So now there's no host for anything. The Emmys now just said they're not going to have a host either. So hosts have gone. And soon every award winner will go because everyone's a human and they're all flawed. So no one can win awards anymore because there will be no platform before they even get on the podium. So then no hosts, no stars. Then no one can make any movies because we're all flawed. So no actors. Right, so suddenly, where are we? The liberals get what they want, which is a humorless void where nothing happens, where no one dare do anything or laugh about anything or behave in any way that doesn't suit their rigid way of leading a life. No thanks. So what's happening around the world? Populism is rising because people are fed up with the PC culture. They're fed up with snowflakery. They're fed up with everyone being offended by everything. And they're gravitating to forceful personalities who go, this is all nonsense. Which, by the way, it is in most cases. So why are we surprised? I'm not surprised. It doesn't mean to say that I agree with a lot of it, but it means I can understand it. And I understand why the liberals, my side, if you like, are getting it so horribly wrong. They just want to tell people not just how to lead their lives, but if you don't lead it the way I tell you to. You know, it's a kind of version of fascism. You don't lead the life the way I'm telling you to, then I'm going to ruin your life. I'm going to scream abuse at you. I'm going to get you fired from your job. I'm going to get you hounded by your family and friends. I'm going to make you the most disgusting human being in the world because you said a joke 10 years ago. And that's the attitude we're now operating in. And it takes forceful personalities to rise above it. Donald Trump rose up and went like Godzilla. Okay, you want to fight? I'm here. And guess what? Millions of people in middle America went, that's our guy. That's our guy. He's the one that's going to help us. Same thing happening across Europe.
What does that tell you? When the left decries the left for being, quote, unbearable, unquote. That's what we've got right now.
Funny comedy.
When you've got Piers Morgan claiming that the left is unbearable, that's like the pot calling the kettle black. I mean, it's like, that's just very, very, very weird. I promised I'd let you hear from the president and his suggestion. Well, his response to the suggestion by Rashida Tlaib that we quit with our $3 billion. It's $3 billion, not $3 million, as Rashida Tlaib thought. Might have just been a typo on the talking points. Listen to the president yesterday in D.C.
Israel Congresswoman Ilhan Omar yesterday said that the United States should rethink its policy of aid toward Israel after she and Congresswoman Tlaib were denied entry. Congresswoman Tlaib was later allowed to come in, but she decided not to. Should there be any change in U.S. aid to Israel?
No. And you should see the horrible things that Tlaib has said about Israel. And AOC plus three, that's what I call it. AOC, just take AOC plus three. And you should see the things that the four of them have said about Israel over the last couple of years. I mean, Omar is a disaster for Jewish people. I can't imagine if she has any Jewish people in her district that they could possibly vote for. But what Omar has said, what Tlaib has said, and then yesterday I noticed for the first time, Tlaib with the tears. All of a sudden, She starts with tears. And I don't buy it. I don't buy it for a second, because I've seen her in a very vicious mood at campaign rallies, my campaign rallies, before she was a congresswoman. I said, who is that? And I saw a woman that was violent and vicious and out of control. And all of a sudden, I see this person who's crying because she can't see her grandmother. She can see her grandmother. They gave her permission to see her grandmother, but she grandstanded and she didn't want to do it.
That's the president yesterday at the White House. Coming up on the program, a lot of you wondering where Anthony Scaramucci has gone.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Well, he is out promoting his book, but he's also doing something else. And in fact, let's go to cut four right now. See if we can squeeze it in before the break. Anthony Scaramucci was on MSNBC yesterday on Ari Melber and the Stephanie Ruhle show. And listen to what he's trying. He's trying to recruit someone to primary the president. Here it is on MSNBC yesterday with Ari Melber and Stephanie Ruhle. Here it is.
We're organizing right now. We've got a lot of traction. It's before Labor Day. We'll make an announcement sometime, you know, early.
What does that mean, you're organizing?
Early October.
What are you doing?
Those are a very large group of Republicans, some of which, frankly, have left the party. But there's people that have, you know, ex-cabinet officials, military people. There's a whole large cadre of people. So I think because of presidential bullying, I think it would be much easier to get them to come out in a group. I think it's very hard to take incoming from the president for most people. Me, I'm a New Yorker. I could personally care. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, keep firing it in. It's like ridiculous. But for most people, they get a little unnerved by that. And so let's do it in a group. There's safety in numbers. And I think people will then be able to express themselves very openly and very eloquently and dispassionately about what is really going on.
So are they going to,
why he's
guys going to field a candidate? What does that mean?
I'm sorry?
Are they going to field a candidate?
Well, that's the goal. The goal is to field somebody that's experienced. You know, I'm calling on 2024 candidates to think about the future, because you can't whistle past the graveyard of President Trump's incompetence and his style. You can't whistle past that. So you can't stand there on the platform in 2024 and say, oh, I knew he was crazy, but I was afraid of a presidential tweet, so I didn't speak my mind. You see what I'm saying? So I'm hoping that one or two of them will be Ronald Reagan, will step in like he did in 76. And primary this guy so we can right size and re-engineer the party.
Just squeeze your rage into a bitter little ball and release it at an appropriate time.
Anthony Scaramucci is ready to throw a hand grenade into the Republican presidential race. But with all due respect, Mooch is a second tier guy.
This is a bunch of hogwash.
He had his 15 minutes of fame, and that's about all it was, when he was, quote, communications director for the president. That lasted about 15 minutes. It's just bizarre. When we come back, more from Anthony Scaramucci. He's just bizarre. I mean, he really honestly is. And the idea of trying to find somebody that can compete with the president at the convention in Charlotte, I don't know that that's going to be able to happen. I don't know that he's going to be able to find anybody. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interests. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business, like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time. It's that time of year again when our children are starting the new school year. The number one priority is their safety. Parents, please advise your children to always walk in groups and know the safest route. Never take shortcuts, and they should always stay away from parks, vacant lots, and fields, and other places where there aren't many people around. Cross the street in a designated crosswalk and be extra careful in wet weather. Know all the phone numbers to contact family. This back-to-school safety message brought to you by Roberto's Mexican Restaurant on Great Basin Boulevard in Ely. Sending your kids back to school is both an exciting and scary time. Your child's safety is a priority. If your child walks to the school or bus stop, make sure you practice that route with them several times. Teach them to stand 3 giant steps or 6 feet back from the curb at bus stops. It's also a good idea to introduce them to friendly adults you know along the way, neighbors or store owners. This back-to-school safety message brought to you by Great Basin Tire, 1005 5th Street in Hawthorne.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Pardon me, would you have any gray poupon?
But of course.
Slow down, you're gonna crash. Baby, you are screaming, it's a blast, blast, blast. Look how it's your gun, your blindness on. Everybody's looking for a way to get real gone, real gone.
This hour, live and local now, brought to you by Sam Peters of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement, call Sam, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. More of Anthony Scaramucci.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
He was on with Ari Melber and Stephanie Ruhle. And the reaction to the Trump weekend tweet storm. Listen to Anthony Scaramucci.
This got personal real fast, right?
He's coming after a private citizen on his Twitter feed, but that's also projecting on his part.
But hold on, he's
coming can't
after
find a
private citizen.
That's a form of fascism, which we all know.
You
have
Are
to speak
you concerned for your safety that the president of the United
I'm
States
I'm not concerned
is going
for my safety because I'm a big boy. I know how to handle myself. I'm not concerned for my safety, but I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to stoke that division and that hatred and create a rising of a specter of anger. And he's also, I don't even take it personally, he's doing that because he knows the people around him absolutely inimically hate his guts, but they're afraid to speak out. You're very good journalists. You've heard them say it to you privately. I would caution journalists now to say, hey, you're saying it to me privately. Why don't you save the country and be more open about it and say it in public? What are you afraid of? That President Trump is going to bully you into submission on his Twitter feed and call you
What are they? What are Republicans afraid of? Never mind
they're
staffers.
They're afraid of three or four different things. Number one, he is a maniacal bully filled with anger and rage and obviously, just look at the feed. He's like completely unhinged. They're afraid they could get primaried because he right now has a personality cult stranglehold. It's like a McCarthy fever that's going on in the party. And then the third thing I think that they're afraid of is that they have great uncertainty about the 2020 election. And so in their consensus about a month ago, he's winning. He's the president. The economy's booming. And now they're like, okay, you know, he's crazy, but he's winning and the economy's booming. Now they're like, he's crazy. And the economy is having a rate of change. You know, you guys know I'm running $10 billion, and I study the economy very carefully. I'm not saying it's going into recession by the end of 2020, but it's going to slow down. You can totally feel it because of all the unpredictability about the trade.
You are an idiot!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to go back to somebody we heard from earlier in the hour. Mark Green, who said that the press conference the other day with Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, he said that essentially after being to Israel, he realizes that that news conference was one big lie. But here was his reaction yesterday with Harris Faulkner, the reaction to that tearful news conference by Rashida Tlaib. This is cut two. Here we go.
Let's get into where we go from here, because what Democrats, some of them are saying with this move to take some action with aid, as I understand it, is there should be punishment for not allowing these women to come into the country as elected leaders in America. Why?
That's absolutely ridiculous. Pretty much everything that they said in their press conference was an absolute lie. I mean, they said that they were denied because of their faith. I mean, that's crazy. Israel allows Muslims to transition their borders all the time. In fact, there are six Muslims on the Knesset right now, serving in the Israeli Knesset. So that was just one of many lies. Many others, this grandmother visit and the tears, she hadn't visited her grandmother for 13 years prior to this. I mean, if she really wanted to go see her grandmother, she would have gone. And then when Israel gave her the choice, gave her the opportunity and said, look, if you just don't, you know, get over there and incite stuff while you're in those territories, you can go. And she said, oh, no. Obviously, she hates Jews more than she likes her grandmother.
Oh,
obviously.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. The nugget that I took away, though, the six people of different faith, you said Muslim faith, on the Knesset. That never gets talked about.
Never talked about. They can vote. They can serve in government. There are 12 Arabs in the Knesset right now, and six of them are Muslims.
That is just another of the lies being told by Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. And again, you can go back to the Wayne Allen Root tweet and the retweet by the president. Let's put it this way. Wayne Allen Root is on the president's radar. Yeah. And the great thing is you can hear Wayne Allen Root every afternoon from 3 until 6 right here on this Nevada Talk Network station. So good for Wayne Allen Root and great for the president. Recognizing just recognizing greatness. I like that.
God, he is fabulous.
Boy, he is. I want you to hear one more time, because this to me is important. And in particular, when he gets around to talking about, this is David Chalian. When he starts talking about Kamala Harris, do we have any Kamala music? Do we have any? No. That's the other one. That's Kamala, the Ugandan giant. Go west. No. Here again, David Chalian running down the latest CNN presidential wannabe poll in the Democrat Party. Here it is.
Here's the Democratic horse race, sort of where it stands right now. Joe Biden commanding lead in this race nationally. Remember, this is a national picture right now. We know the nomination is fought state by state, Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, South Carolina. But here he is, double-digit lead, 29%. Sanders and Warren in a battle tied there for second place. Sanders at 15, Warren at 14. Buttigieg and Harris at 5, everyone else 3% or below. Look at the movement. We last polled in the immediate aftermath of the first debate, the Miami debate. And take a look. You can see, if you see where they were in June, in our June poll, compared to now, Joe Biden has returned. Remember, he took a hit on that debate stage. He's now back up 7 points. 29% is about where he was prior to that Miami debate. The only other big movement we see here is that Kamala Harris drop. Okay, she was at 17% in June. She's now down to 5, back down in single digits where she was before that Miami debate. So what we saw is that that was a huge moment in this race, but it wasn't long lasting. We also asked whether people are looking for a candidate to beat Donald Trump or one that shares their position. Oh, sorry. I want to give you a little sense of the coalition first that Biden has. Take a look at the ideological split between liberals and moderate and conservative Democrats, guys. I find this fascinating. Biden, Sanders, Warren, they are in a battle for the liberal Democrats, those identify as liberal. But he is running away with the moderate conservative vote, just like he does with older Democrats, just like he does with self-identified Democrats versus independents who say they're going to vote in the Democratic primary. This is key to his coalition, as we know, our African-American voters.
This used to be a nice neighborhood.
Not anymore. Coming up, Megan Barth. ReaganBabe.com. Then about 11 o'clock, Steve Sansom, Veterans in Politics, will join us. He has filed a grievance against the Clark County School District. Why? It involves a Peloton bicycle.
Nip it in the bud.
Yeah. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Pow, pow, pow.